USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A measure of inflation the Fed Reserve is following is meeting expectations. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it was up by 0.2%. President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron for a state dinner Thursday. Alongside President Macron at the White House, President Joe Biden says France is an important ally.
We are a real inflection point. Things are changing rapidly, really rapidly. And it's really important that we stay in close communication.
They are expected to discuss the Inflation Reduction Act, which the European Union has expressed concern over, as they believe it may give American companies an unfair edge. The Senate is continuing to work on passing legislation to prevent a rail strike. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.